are listening to the Geocaching Podcast, a podcast about everything geocaching, where you'll hear tips and tricks, interviews with cachers, and lots more. Welcome to episode 89 of the Geocaching Podcast. I'm your host, XPunkX, with
Daryl W. Four and
Montu Ryder.
If you want to participate in our show today, please call our phone number, which is 724-444-7444, and our TalkCast ID is 7525. You can also join our live chat room to participate with our other listeners, and that can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.info. Just click the Join Now to Participate button on the right. If you want to call our line, voicemail line, when we are not doing this live, you can call it that, and that number is 206-350-3GPS, and we're on Twitter at twitter.com/GC Podcast. Welcome back, co-hosts here. Montu, how you been since last week?
Pretty good. Saturday we did some more maintenance on our caches. I think I've got them all done now. Then helped out a fellow cacher get some caches in. And on Sunday I actually finally did some caching on my own and got one found for a change. Daryl, how about you?
Well, I had another podcasting weekend. We recorded Caches of the Roundtable 18 on Saturday. That's going to hit the feed on, it's going to be on Thursday, so just a couple days away. And actually, Montu, you were on that call, so you pretty much know what happened with that one. But yep. We also recorded a live interview for Cachemaniacs 108. But my big thing for most of the weekend was actually archiving 5 DVDs worth of my production files from my laptop, which is where I do most of the work. And dealing with a couple of drives that decided to die. So, wasn't a very fun weekend, but at least I did get a lot of stuff done. Not as much as I would have if I didn't have problems, but, you know, we got to deal with it. Andy, what were you been up to?
Well, I hit our first cache of the year on the new year on Monday. We've changed our hours at work, and we now have an hour-long lunch, and I actually get to be home at 5, or leave at 5 o'clock. So that's been pretty cool. But so I hit our first cache at lunch on Monday, and the new hours are awesome, and because I get to actually be home with my family now, so that's pretty cool. As far as New Year's went, we just hung out at my in-law's house. It was kind of fun, low-key. Didn't really do much, played a bunch of cards, watched the ball drop. I think I'm officially getting old because I went to bed shortly after midnight, so I'm actually officially getting old. I saw that you guys hit your first cache shortly after the midnight there, Daryl. What time did you guys hit it at?
Well, actually, that was Dree's first cache. I was homesick again.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah, but I was up for the midnight ball drop, just laying in bed and working on some podcast stuff.
Yeah. Well, she had fun to go do caching then, huh?
Yeah, and she didn't get home until something like 3 in the morning, so she was having a blast.
I bet she was.
I'm very envious.
Have you hit any caches yet for the new year?
No, unfortunately not. I keep wanting to sneak out and do some, but either the weather or work has been in the way.
So, Montu, we've got a little bit of news here in the news section. Can you fill us in?
Not a problem. I am Frog 2002 would like to report that they're making progress on the GeoCoin Fest 2009 event. They're calling Groundspeak tomorrow. That event will be October 10th in Salt Lake City. Look for the event page soon.
All right. Tonight, as we're going to talk a little bit about cache burnout. And as much fun as caching can be, we still kind of tend to get burned out at times. And so tonight we're going to talk about ways to both avoid and remedy the geocaching burnout. Some of these may work for you and others may not, but try them, incorporating them into your caching if you want. Some of them might work. So for those of you listening to us live, if you have any thoughts to contribute into this conversation, make sure that you hit the request to talk button that's at the very top of your chat room layer, or if you're just dialed in on the phone, go ahead and hit the *8 key on your phone, and that will put you in the queue to request to talk. So let's get started with some of those ideas that avoid burnout. Montu?
Yeah, variety definitely will help out with avoiding burnout. This is probably the most obvious solution. Don't do only one type of hunting. Mix it up. if you're doing park and grabs one day, the next time try something like a challenging puzzle cache. Daryl?
Well, one of the other things that helps a lot is a competition. You know, a friendly wager with a fellow geocacher can add a lot of spark to that geocaching activity. You know, perhaps the first person to head to hide 10 caches wins dinner from the other person. You know, gives you a little bit more spice to the caching, and you know, maybe you get an extra 10 caches out there.
Sure, and one thing that I would say too is make it social. One of the best things about geocaching is the fact that it can be a great group activity. Caching with a group of close friends or family can make it a completely different experience than caching just by yourself or with your immediate family. And I know, Daryl, you guys have a lot of experience in that with Team Legend 4 and your other teams.
Yeah, that's actually about all we do anymore is group caching. It does make it a lot more fun.
Well, I want to, before we move on here, Aggie JWP is our next in queue. I want to welcome them to the call. Welcome to the call. Do you have anything that you guys do to combat cache burnout?
Well, I know that what I do is I tend to, while I can't get out and cache, like right now, it's, you know, in Texas here, we just dropped to below 40 degrees and nobody knows how to drive right now, it seems like. And so... I mean, whenever I'm, you know, going through a slump or something like that, I tend to stay home and I'm either, you know, visiting my local geocaching forum or, you know, working on that next, you know, creative hide.
Okay. Thank you for putting that. We also then have Chris. Chris, welcome to the call. And how do you fight cache burnout?
Well, geez, back-to-back Texas cachers here. I find probably the best way for me is to never gone caching, invite them out to their first find. And, you know, the questions at first will be, what the heck is this? And, you know, the strange looks. And then when they find one, it gets you rejuvenated about the whole thing, too. So that always does it for me. Just find somebody new.
That is
seeing caching through new eyes is a great way to do that.
That is fun because it kind of makes those caches that are just generally, you know, same old caches to us. When you're out with a new cacher, it seems to be a lot of fun for them because you get to see them and see their excitement. So I would say, yeah, that's a lot of fun. To Montu, what is next? What do you do next?
Well, escape is also a good option. You know, just like making it social, likewise you can escape from your normal plans. If you're normally caching in a group, try caching alone or just as a couple, you know, a much smaller group than normal. A nice walk through the woods can provide time to enjoy the surrounding and plan out that next clever hide.
Well, speaking of hides, that's another great way. If you're mostly a hide or a finder, not a hider, make an effort to hide some caches. In my area here, we typically try to hide at least one cache for every 100 or so that we find. And it's a great change of pace and gives the fellow cachers something to do, and they'll appreciate the efforts.
Now, if you're a little bit slower cacher like myself than yourself, that means I get to hide about 3 caches so far. So for myself, I don't tend to follow that. I hide them a little bit more often just because I don't really want to.
You're more than welcome to hide more if you want, but that's our general rule around here.
I'm just saying, yeah, you know.
You could try and be like me. I got 20 for my 200.
Nice. Yeah, I just do a casual pace, as Aggie JWP says. I'm not a faster cacher like Daryl. I don't. How many do you have now, Daryl?
We're still at 2022, I think it is. And we have, I think, 36 or 38 hides that are registered under the joint account. But we have some of the old archived ones that didn't get transferred over either. So I think in total we're at about 50 hides.
Yeah, I just actually had to archive one of mine. And I think actually that's a good topic. I was placing some stuff for Daryl, and I went ahead to go out to one of my caches and found that it was muggled this week. And I kind of felt like I had been... but almost like taken advantage of. I went out there and I was like, no, who took this cache? You know, it's kind of close to my neighborhood, so there's people that have their houses there, but it was just kind of crazy because it's like I feel like someone took advantage of me and actually took my Tupperware container. It's nowhere to be found. So I had to archive one this week. But another way I would say, too, is party. A party keeps you from burnout. You know, attend your local events. You'll get a smiley, and you'll also get the chance to cash and chat with the local cashers. You know, maybe even take your opportunity to host your own meet and greet at the local geocaching gathering spot. It's a great way. I know, and I've said this before, Candy, who's on our chat room right now live, I've met her and her husband, went to one of their parties or one of their events, and that was kind of fun because, you know, I've seen her name in all the logs and their name in all the logs, but, you know, up until the chance that I actually got to meet them, now I feel like I have a connection, and it's really cool. So I would say, yeah, definitely attend your events and host them. Hosting is a completely different animal, and it's a lot of fun to meet people, too. Montu?
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with you on the hosting bit, considering we just finished up with ours. I just got through reading 28 more emails today generated from the event. Now, another way of helping avoid the caching burnout is create. Use your skills in the arts to create something about geocaching. Take photos, write a blog, produce short videos, write some songs, release a podcast, or even, and this is something I'm working on creating that next unique hide container. Those are all things that you can do to help avoid the burnout from caching. It can definitely help to hold your interest in geocaching.
Now, I would second that. It's really a lot of fun to create podcasts on caching. It gives us a lot of chance to dig into what's happening in the community and see, come up with topics that are interesting to talk about. And so I would say, yeah, release a podcast, do anything creative, especially if you're creative. It especially now for me and Daryl, where it's this winter season, not like Montu, where it's hot out, or cooler, a little bit cooler. But, you know, Montu's in Florida, so we're in the Midwest. You know, for us, it's a little bit cold. Sometimes we can't get out. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, we have no daylight either.
That is true. I get out of work, and it's actually, you know, now
I go to work in the dark,
and I come home in the dark. Exactly. So for us, it's, you know, the podcast is something we can do instead of actually getting out there and caching when we can. I mean, it's no replacement for caching, but it is definitely something to do as opposed to just going to hibernation. Now, sometimes we just get burnt out, though, and we need a little bit of a break. We don't, you know, we don't want to completely burn out, but we just need a little bit of a break. So hopefully you'll know whether or not you need to take some time off or switch caching modes. Daryl, what can we do to keep from burning out completely, or, you know?
Well, one of the great things to try is get some inspiration. You know, take some time to read some books, watch some movies, and listen to music. All of these, you know, are a good change of pace, but can also provide some great ideas for hides in the future.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is sharpen your focus, too. If you're burning out on a particular type of cache, spending time doing the other types that you enjoy. For me, especially during this time, is a great for doing puzzle caches because I love coming up. I love taking the challenge of trying to figure out the puzzles, and so or even creating the puzzles. But, you know, for me, that's great to do in the winter because I can do that inside, you know, for the most part. Puzzles we can do inside. For me, that's what I tend to do. Just do whatever you enjoy. If you don't like puzzles because they may be too hard for you, then try something else to do. Unnamed Mike says, too, that you can check out caches in an area that you don't live, like more than 200 miles away, for ideas and things like that, too. Montu?
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with both of you on those last two points. One of my caches, I got inspiration thanks to a cache that Eisenrei visited on his podcast show. And the one I'm working on right now, I actually got inspiration from on this one from one television show and one movie. I'm not going to say which because I don't want to give any hints out because one of them would definitely give a hint as to the container type. But another way to help prevent the burnout would be to just simply cut back, cash less. If you're not ready to quit cold turkey, and hopefully that never happens, just slow down. Find only a cash or two when you're ready to do it. Don't push yourself.
Darryl? We also have a couple of other comments in here about going for an FTF that's 40 miles away helps them to keep motivated, and that was from Candy.
That's only because her and Dan just found this cache that's 40 miles from them that's closer to me, and they beat us out on it. We actually haven't even had a chance to go out and get it then because I saw that she was the first to find, so didn't rush out for that one. I'll save that one for another day, but yeah,
a private taunt there.
it was.
All right, well, getting back on track here. Another thing, you know, if you really get burned out, just take a vacation from caching. Sometimes it just becomes too much and you need a break. You know, don't sell that GPS, though, because hopefully after a few weeks of doing something else you enjoy or catching up on that work that you've been ignoring for caching, you know, you'll maybe get the jonesing again to go out and find another cache.
Yeah, and I would say that too. And I want to, before we wrap up, that's pretty much all we have as far as things in our list. But we know that you guys who are listening live have a lot of awesome ideas. So give us a call. Our number is 724-444-7444, and our Talkcast ID is 7525. Jennifer QP says, for burnout, try Earth caches, or even Where I Go, or again finding or replacing caches too. But yeah, give us a call, guys, 724-444-7444, and our ID is 7525. If you're in our chat room, go ahead and press the Request to Talk button.
That brings up another good point, too, which is maybe try waymarking or benchmarking as alternatives to caching if you get burned out on just finding those little boxes or LPCs or whatever.
That's a good idea, because that is a different game. It's not quite the same.
If you want to go real low tech, you can get into letterboxing where you don't use a GPS.
And that's a completely different game too. Or you could write a book on geocaching, as Guest 6 said in our chat room. You could, be creative. Create some things, and hey, maybe you could find something that you could make if you're handy with your hands and wood or whatever. You could make something and then sell it too. You could make a little bit of money even too.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are into the geocaching and scrapbooking.
That is true. Well, I want to welcome back at Aggie JWP. They pressed the Request to Talk. Welcome back.
Hi, you guys. I just had a question for you. I was wanting to know, after you initially got addicted to caching and that first initial addiction happened. Did you were you like me? And after maybe the first 50 or 60 finds in your area, you kind of got burnt out for 3 or 4 weeks, and then you started picking back up. Or what was y'all's time frame on your initial burnout?
Well, for me, I had Dree pushing me on when I got kind of sick of it, and then when she got kind of sick of it, I kind of pushed her on. So we really didn't have much of a slowdown, but what we noticed is after about 50 finds or so, we kind of thought, we'd seen pretty much everything there was to see as far as hide types go, and we went a little bit further from home and discovered a whole bunch of new and different hides that kind of stoked the fires all over again. How about you, Montu?
Really, we haven't had much burnout here because we kind of get forced into a vacation from it every summer when it gets just too doggone hot out there. Now, one comment we've got from Guest 6, W. Vangler also commented on this, is TV races are good things to watch those when they go off. Just set a travel bug loose and just watch it. You're not exactly going out caching, but you can still watch that travel bug travel across the country or even around the world.
I'd say for me and my family, we've kind of taken it easy as far as the burnout goes, because we don't do a whole lot of caching. I mean, during the summer is when we do obviously most of our caching. I would say that's when I do most of my caching with my wife and kids. During the winter, I try to do some just myself because it's usually too cold for them, and especially with the kids. But so for me, I try to hit. I mean, this year I'm going to be trying to make it, at least a few every month, and so I have something every month of the year. I'd say, though, you know, we don't hit it too hard. And again, the podcast kind of helps balance some of that stuff out because, for me, I don't get, I use the podcast as an outlet. So it's one of those different things for me to do, instead of just going out caching.
No, that makes sense.
There are also, as Unnamed says in our chat room, there are various challenge type caches. You can go ahead and, you know, do the DeLorme challenge where you find one cache on each of the pages of the DeLorme, or the all county challenges, things like that. Another thing that's mentioned too is hide caches too. And that's a great thing to do too. So I see that there's another person here who would like to talk. Let me go ahead and get them on the line here. All right. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Herkenham. I want to speak for maybe a minority that would be significant here. I can't imagine what you mean by cash burnout. I guess maybe I haven't been at it long enough. I started about 5 months ago, and I'm pushing 250 caches at this point. And I'm regretting the day whenever I run out of the ones that are close by. I've enjoyed it. And found it to be such an engaging activity, I just can't imagine stopping. So I guess maybe that's perhaps an initial phase. What do some of you that are more experienced think?
I mean, for me, I don't have... I would say one of the things for me to help regulate, too, is the fact that I don't live in a cache-saturated area, so there's not always hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of caches to go find. And so for me, it... Like I kind of cash out my area, my real close area, and then as soon as, you know, if I'm at work, I'll try to get some of them while I'm, you know, on break or whatever. And then sometimes I'll, you know, if a new one pops up, then we do the first to find races. That's what I would say. That's what keeps me from not burning out. And I think it's all how you play the game too. I mean, Daryl Montu. I mean. I would say,
had a friend who got into geocaching hard and heavy right at first and kind of burned out on it after a few weeks of really, really, really hard finds. I mean, he was doing, by himself, I believe, somewhere in the range of like 60 to 80 finds in a day. You know, he'd just keep going and going, and he loved it. But then all of a sudden, you know, he burned out on it because it was just exhausting. And if it weren't for a few of us kind of pushing him to come out and go to some of the events, you know, he might not have been caching still. But he doesn't do as much caching now as he did then, and he still enjoys it as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I wouldn't enjoy quite that rate. I enjoy caching, you know, because of the fact that it takes me to interesting outdoor places that I wouldn't otherwise have gone. And a lot of times I can spend an afternoon on one cache and enjoy that very much, so... I guess there's a lot of different ways to do it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's that variety that helps to keep it interesting and helps to keep you from burning out, too. You know, when you get in the mood to see how many caches you can do, you know, try doing a numbers run in a cache-rich environment and, you know, see if you can break that 100 caches in 24 hours.
Yeah, and then also, like you had mentioned, too, you know, sometimes you can take a whole day to do a cache. I would say that that's the same type of thing, too. I mean, sometimes... For myself, you know, we're planning in April here to do another cache run on my wife's birthday. And then, but at the same time, I really like the challenging caches where you have to hike a long way and or something mentally challenging too.
The people that get burnt out in my case is like spouses, kids, you know, other coworkers, that sort of thing.
And I think, again, I'm saying more things about the creative things here too. I mean, that's part the thing, you know, that I like about the podcast too, because my wife would get burnt out on me talking about caching if I didn't have any outlet. I mean, I come home sometimes and I, you know, hey Jules, you know, I found this really cool cache. I saw this really cool cache and she likes hearing about it. Don't get me wrong, but you know, after constantly hearing about it, you know, there's some of the, like, this is a better outlet for me for that.
Yeah, you were talking about, you know, burnout. And I mean, for me, you know, I guess I did go through that burnout a little bit, you know, when I initially started, and you know, right now I'm going good, you know, got my, you know, I have, what, 15-day streak going on, you know, just things like that. But for me, I have to watch, you know, my time that I spend caching and, you know, and then on message boards and, you know, listening to podcasts and doing everything like that, and have to, you know, use my time so that I don't burn my wife out on, you know, my geocaching addiction, you know, because I'll say it's an addiction, but, you know, but I've noticed that's definitely been one area I've had to watch since I started, you know, doing this, you know, geocaching.
I would say, unlike many other addictions, it has a lot of healthy aspects.
Yeah, and we, you know, we've talked to people on the podcast before who use geocaching as a health, a way to lose weight. That's a good positive part about it, and maybe that's another way to keep from cash burnout is to set a goal for yourself. You know, maybe, you know, even if it's not necessarily a health goal, but to set a goal is, you know, maybe I would like to have 20 caches by the end of the week, or, you know, something like that, where it actually gives you, a goal to. In our chat room, Jennifer QP says that a new GPS helps to get over the slumps. That she got a new GPS for Christmas, and she's done a ton of caching with it.
Yeah, getting that upgrade unit can definitely lead to some interesting times getting used to the new features and whatnot.
Well, and not just that, but, you know, a new way to use it. You know, I know when I got my 76, Garmin 76, I was amazed at all the things that I could do with it as opposed to the little blue E-Trex.
Try upgrading from a gecko to a rhino.
Daryl Montu, anyone else on the call have anything else that they'd like to put in? Any other ways that they keep from burning out? Flag Mountain Hiker says to pace themselves, don't take it, you know, let it take over your life. You know, which addictions have a way of doing anything that's an addiction can be bad, or anything can become an addiction too. So, you know, just pace yourself. Don't let it become an addiction for you. That would be a good way to keep from burning out too. Well, if we don't have any other comments tonight, I'd like to close the podcast here. You can join us each Tuesday night at 9:30 PM Eastern time on the TalkShoe service, or you can find us at www.geocachingpodcast.info. That's where you can find all of our show notes and links to all of our past shows and our live chat room. You can also call in live at 724-444-7444. Our TalkCast ID is 7525, or sign on to the TalkShoe.com service. You can find us there. If you have any other things that you'd like to put in as far as tips and tricks of ways you don't burn out, or any other questions or comments, feel free to give us a call at 206-350-3GPS anytime and leave us a voicemail. And with that, I want to thank everyone for being on the call tonight. We had lots of pretty good ideas to keep us from burning out. Have a great week and keep on caching.